Welcome to the Veterinix podcast. I'm so excited to have you back. It is such a wonderful time. It's the holiday season. We're starting Halloween week. We're going to get all the things cozy, spooky, fall, pumpkins, and everything. And even though last week I shared a little bit of like the darker tones with a little bit of like thrillers and some recommendations in the past couple of weeks, I really want to share a little bit more cozy, fantasy, fun. Think about witches, think about rom-coms, think about paranormal experience, a little bit like light. And so this fall, I've been interviewing a lot of different authors. So what I've noticed is there's one book that they've been recommending over and over. It's been at least 4 interviews they've recommended. And I was like, you know what? I need to bring this interview up from the vault. And it's A Witch's Guide to Magical Innkeeping. This is the second book, a long-awaited series from Sengu Mandana. The first book is A Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. I actually personally loved it. It was just like a fun, cozy. I really felt heartwarming. It was just like, it was just bombs to the terrible times. And I feel like A Witch's Guide to Magical Innkeeping came at the right time. It's been a really terrible time, at least in the U.S., where a lot of changes are happening and things are just like out of our control. And this is like a place where we can just like escape and have this place of just comfort and coziness. And as the authors have said, this book is even better than the first one. It's not their standalone novels, but it's just perfect. In this interview, Sengu shares about writing a very secret society of Irregular Witches, her writing process, her writing background. She also writes in other genres. She has middle grade. She has YA. So this is not her only area. And probably that's why we had to wait a little bit longer for her adult. I look forward to any books that she writes. I think this is just delightful. If you're looking for something cozy, if you're looking for something witchy and just British, just come to see this. Come pick A Witch's Guide to Magical Innkeeping or A Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. Both books are excellent books. So let's get to the interview. This is Sengu sharing her story, sharing some book recommendations and a little bit of that. Hi, Sengu. Welcome to Veterinix Podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a British Indian author who writes mostly fantasy and sci-fi. Until now, all my books have been for children, but my newest book, The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches, is my first novel for adults. And yeah, and I think it might, I mean, I say this about all my books, but I think it might be my favorite to date.
I love it. Such a favorite child until you have a new favorite child. So what led you to start writing adult novels? What was the bridge to getting to this new level, next genre?
I mean, I think it was a combination of the right time and the accident. So I have wanted to write a book for adults for a very long time. Weirdly enough, when I was a teenager, my first books were for adults. And it's like, as I got older, the age group got younger. But I have wanted to, but I've been waiting for the right story. And this just happened to be it. So I think that in that sense, it was a long time coming, but it was also an accident. Yeah.
So let's chat about The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. What is the elevator pitch?
It's always so hard to like boil it down. Okay. It is a romantic fantasy about a lonely witch who is roped into becoming a magical tutor to 3 unruly witch children. And in doing so, falls in love but she never had.
I love this. And so when it comes to writing fantasy, there's different elements that we have to take into account. We take into account world building, plot, characters. Which one comes first for you?
Character, I think. My ideas always start with usually the central character, the protagonist or narrator, depending on the point of view of the story. And I usually have a fairly good sense of who they are from the start. And the world kind of builds naturally from that starting point. So like in Mika's case, I knew that she was going to be a lonely witch with the answer, a mysterious message starting with witch wanted. And from that point, it was just quite natural to ask questions like, well, who might be sending this message? In what kind of world might somebody get this message? And to kind of build from there. And I think once the world and the characters are kind of set, the plot, I'm travels. So I think I always start with character.
And are you a Potter or are you a Panterer?
But in as much as I did one of those like your zodiac sign and what kind of writer you are. And I think it said that I was a lawful Panzer or something like that, which effectively was that I have an outline, but I will deviate from it as I go along and things will work themselves out. So I do usually have a pretty clear idea of like the beginning, middle, end. But it's only as I write that the connecting tissue builds itself.
It is all good. So I had a question. Are you planning to do more adult books? Do you want to go back to YA or you want to do a mix of both?
Not all of them. Yeah. I'm definitely going to write more adult books. I have one coming out next year that's already sort of in the works. Hopefully more after that. I have a new middle grade series starting in 2024 and a graphic novel for children. So I have no plans to stop writing for any of these age groups anytime soon.
So how do you balance it all?
With a lot of stress. I don't know. People ask me this a lot. I don't know. Sometimes I spend a lot of sleepless nights thinking about my deadlines. Sometimes I'm really close to a deadline when I finally kind of finish. Sometimes I'm a little bit past a deadline. But I think, I don't know, just maybe the way my brain works or the fact that I've been writing so much for so many years now that I'm just, it's a habit. It's something I do. It's something I love to do, but it's also work. So I treat it like work and I kind of try and make sure that I'm at least a little bit disciplined with varying degrees of success. And I just sort of, lots of calendar scheduling and to-do lists, really.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, so what kind of books do you tend to read? Do you tend to read fantasy or another genre altogether?
Pretty much anything, really. I mean, I will say that for the most part, I read fiction. I do read some nonfiction, but fiction is where my heart is. Fantasy and romance are the two genres I love most, which makes sense. But I guess I combined the two for this book. I love those. I read those most of all, I would say, and all ages, really. But also, funnily enough, I never write this. I have no plans to ever write it. But I read a lot of crime fiction as well. And it's weird. It's one of those things, like a lot of people, I think, if they are writers, read the sorts of things they write. And I do read things I write. And I also read something completely different.
Yeah.
It almost feels like, I mean, I guess maybe it's because it's so far from work. And it's just completely, yes, a lot of crime as well.
I love it. Honestly, sometimes it's just giving a murder book. It's just like a nice little break from the romance, the ATA, the fantasy, the world building. It's like someone got murdered. We got to figure out what happened.
Yeah. And I've always loved like, and I think like murder, crime, thrillers, like the whole spectrum of them from like the cozy mysteries all the way to like the high octane thrillers. Yeah. I do enjoy them.
I love this. All right. So do you have any books you're hoping our listeners to pick up?
The moment I get asked this question, I like every book that exists just vanishes out of my brain. Like every book ever. I'm very excited to start reading Babel by R.F. Kuang, which literally just came out in the U.S., I think.
Yeah.
I just finished reading Love on the Brain, Ali Hazelwood, of course, which was amazing. And I mean, I have so many books that I'm excited to read and so many that I've read recently that I love. But usually, if I remember anything, it will be the one that are just like immediate, the ones that I just finished or just about to start.
Yeah, I understand completely. Because you can ask me questions you should not be able to ask me. Who's your favorite author? What's your favorite book? What's the latest book you read? I'm like, I probably remember the last book I read, but not like a few weeks ago or even let alone months ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I often get asked, understandably, I think, it is a very natural question to ask. I ask what my favorite book of all time is. I'm like, I don't even know books anymore. I can't think of a single book.
Yeah, I understand completely. So tell us where you can find it online.
So I have a website at www.sangulmandana.com. And I'm also on Instagram, and it's just my name, at sangulmandana. I am a few other places, but I think the best places to find me are Instagram and all my websites for actual info.
I love this. Thank you, Sangu, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the What to Read Next. For more book lists, cozy reads, and library tips, visit the whattoreadnextblog.com. Your next great read might be waiting there.